begin Paragavi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Mechusik, for those who are lacking atonement in the purification, in the Sefer Kabbans, in the Book of Private Sacrifices, which will move on to the next category, that of the atonement of the Mitzayra, who is also considered a Mechusik Kippurim. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the immersion of the Mitzayra before he brings his Karbanas. When the Mitzayra is being healed from his Nega, his affliction of Tziras, after they purify him with the cedar wood, be'ezav and the hyssop, which type of herb, which need to lois in the red string, which they tzapam, the two birds, umagalchin is called besori, and they cut off all the hair, they shave off all the hair of his, on his body, umagbilnois, and they immerse him in the mikvah. Achar called zeis, after all this, you constantly shram, then he could enter Jerusalem, because the mitzvah is sent out of all three machnas, that of the harabayis, which is the machnas shchin, the machnas levi, and Jerusalem, machnas Yisrael. Then they come into Jerusalem. It counts 7 days. And on the day 7, he cuts up all the body here again, the second time like he did the first time. But now it's considered someone who immersed that day. And he waits for sundown. And the following day, on day 8, is when he immerses himself a second time. And then they sacrifice his karbanas. And that's what we're discussing over here in the Sefer Karbanas, that of Mechusik Kippurim, lacking this atonement, that it's not enough just to purify as most people do, they just tevel, he has to also bring karbanas. Now, why is he immersing himself a second time on day 8, when he already tabled himself a first time already on day 7? Because he was accustomed to coming in contact with tummy things in the days that when he was a confirmed mitzayra, because his tummy anyways for tzras. Therefore, he's not careful for tumma. Therefore, maybe even though he tabled yesterday, maybe he came in contact with something tummy because he's not used to it. Therefore, he tables himself on the 8th day in the women's court to Belishka the Mitzram Shasham in the chamber of the Mitzram that's over there. Even though he did not really remove his consciousness from staying tahar, because had he been Masiach Das, he actually would have to do over 3 and 7. Didn't, was Masiach Das, but maybe still absent-mindedly he did become tummy, so therefore he told himself another time on day 8. Halacha Beis. Let's say he delayed, and he didn't cut his body here, a second time on day 7. And instead he only cuts it on day 8. Many days later. So, okay, on the day that he ultimately does cut off his body here, he immerses that day. And then that following day, he'll bring his karbanas. After, again, like we said, he tells us a second time, like we explained in the previous halacha. And now the Rambam explains regarding this asham mitzayra, this carbon of the mitzayra that is the mechusik kippur. So, how do we do this carbon? So, the mitzayra stands out of the Yisrael courtyard. Because the Mechutzik Kippurim is not allowed to go into the Ezras Yisrael, so he's in the Ezras Nashim, in the women's courtyard, which does not have the same sanctity as Ezras Yisrael. Keneged Pesach Mizrachas, opposite the eastern entryway, by the doorway of the Nikonor gate, which is the upper gate that goes from the Ezras Nashim into Ezras Yisrael. He's facing towards the west, which is towards the Ezras Yisrael. That's where all those Mechusik Kapara stand when they're being purified. And that's where they give the suspected adulterous woman to drink the Saita water over there. Now, the Kohen takes this guilt offering of the Mitzayra, Keshuchai, when it's still alive, and he waves it with the leg of oil that's also brought by the Mitzayra, b'mizrach, in the eastern part of the Azar, Kedar Kalat Nubis, like all the wavings are done over there. Let's say he waves the carbon ashem independently of the leg shemen, and he does them each separately. Yatzah has fulfilled the obligation, although we said it should be done together. Now, then subsequently, maybe as ha ashem shem mitzayra out of Pesach, he brings the ashem and the mitzayra till the opening to the Ezras Yisrael. And the mitzayra, who is not going yet, because mechusik kippurim, he sticks his two hands into the courtyard and he leans on it, which the owner has to do smicha on this carbon. And then they slaughter the carbon right away. Although generally one kohen receives the blood, here two kohen receive its blood. Now, one receives it in a vessel, and he sprays it on the mezbech like all karbanas. One actually receives the blood in his right hand, and he pours it into his left hand, and he sprays it, as we're going to see later on the mitzayra, with his right finger. Now, if he deviated from this and he actually originally received the blood with his left hand, possibly that's invalid, that blood has to be with his right hand. Now, so an explanation. The kohen received the blood in the vessel, because there were two who received. The one who received in the vessel, so he goes and he brings it and he sprays it initially. First, he does that on the mizbech. The achkach yom ha-kohen shekibla adam mekabe, and only then the kohen received the blood in his palm. He comes etzel mitzrayim to the mitzrayim. You have ha-kohen mebefenim, you have the kohen inside the azara, v'ha-mitzrayim mebechutz, and you have the mitzrayim outside the shar nikanor. U'machnes ha-mitzrayim roishay. Now the mitzrayim sticks his head into shar nikanor. V'noisna kohen men adam shebekapay, and the kohen takes from the blood that's in his palm. Al tenuch oznay, he places it al tenuch oznay yamanis on the right earlobe of the Mitzayah. Then, after he stuck in his head so that it could go on his ear, then he sticks in his right hand, and the kohen sprays it on his right thumb. Then he sticks in his right foot, and he puts it on his big toe. Now, if he put it on his left, lobe, thumb, toe, it hasn't fulfilled the obligation, it has to be the right. And after that, Yaakov chatas v'lasa, then they sacrifice his sin offering and his burnt offering, so this was all the Asham Metzara, then there's also a Chatas and Oila, and that's sacrificed after that. Now, related to these avodas, besides the carbon, as we mentioned before, this Asham, there was also a loig of oil, which is a certain measurement. And that says the Rambam, Achashit Nadam al Bahinis, after that the kohen placed the blood on these Bahinis, which are all these protrusions of the ear and of the thumb and of the big toe, the kohen takes from this loig of oil, the this kohen pours it into the palm of his fellow kohen's left hand. Now, if the kohen poured it into his own palm, it's fulfilled his obligation. He dips his right finger into the oil in his left palm, or of that friend's palm. The first thing he does, he sprays seven times towards the place of the kachakach. Akol azoy, for every spray, tefilas etzba b'shem, he has to do a separate dipping of his finger into the oil. V'mehizav, l'kivin k'neged b'shem kodesh kodeshim, if he sprays and he didn't focus it directly towards the kodesh kodeshim, k'sheiris, this still going to be valid. V'achach yevei etzel mitzayah, then he comes to the mitzayah, v'yitim na'ashem en amakoyim dam ashem, then he puts from the oil on the same places of where the oil, of where the blood of the ashem had been placed, which is b'tunuch eisen, on the lobe of the ear, b'ayin yaday, and on the thumb of the hand, b'ayin ragli, and on the big toe of the foot. And the left of the oil that's on the palm of the kohen, he puts on the head of this person who's being purified, this mitzvah. And if he didn't, then only keep it, he has not had atonement. Now the rest of the leg, because it was only what was poured into the palm, the rest of the leg oil, that's mischal kacham that gets divided amongst the kahanim in that mishmah. Halacha gimel. Now shiar haloig, this leftover the leg of oil, in a nechel, cannot be eaten by the kan, elba zara, only in the courtyard, lezichri kuna, for the male kan, kushar kajr kajr, like all of the kajr kajr, which is what this asham is, shari hukash l'asham, because the leg of oil is compared to the asham mitzayra. Vas lechem leg asham, and now it's forbidden to eat from this leg of oil, at shiitim imenu matan shevo matan behindus, until you, as we spoke about, spraying it seven times towards the kajr kajr, and having placed it on the behindus, these protrusions of the mitzayra. The machal, if the kohen did eat from the oil before that, loike gets lashes, koichel kachem, kohen mizrika, just like if someone eats from a carbon before the blood is sprayed, as the Rambam says in Perkei Avot, Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos Halacha D'Alt, so too, this is the same equivalent before the sprays of the blood were done. If a kohen eats from the blood, he's also going to get lashes.